I'm Chris Parks with a check of news here on KJAN. A traffic stop on Friday evening in Fremont County led to an arrest and the discovery of over 11 pounds of methamphetamine. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office reports a 2019 Dodge Ram was stopped at approximately 5:12 p.m. on Friday in the area of Knox Road and Bluff Road near Sydney for a traffic violation. Fremont County K-9 Roby was deployed during the stop, and a search of the vehicle uncovered methamphetamine concealed inside the vehicle. The driver, 21-year-old Humberto Mancinas of Sydney, was placed under arrest. Mancinas was charged with two counts of possession of methamphetamine with intent to deliver. He was held in the Fremont County Jail until seen by a magistrate. The methamphetamine recovered consisted of over approximately 153,200 doses with a street value of approximately $350,000. The Fremont County K-9 Unit and Mills County K-9 Unit assisted the Fremont County Sheriff's Office with the call. The Red Oak Police Department reports an OWI arrest on Friday night. At 8:30 p.m., officers stopped a vehicle in the 400 block of North 4th Street in Red Oak. The driver, 41-year-old Brianna Nadine Gasper of Red Oak, was arrested for OWI first offense. Gasper was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 bond. A man from Page County was arrested Friday at his home on warrants out of Cass and Mills counties. Sheriff Lyle Palmer reports that 40-year-old Philip J. McClish of Clarinda was arrested on the Mills County warrant for possession of controlled substance second offense and a Cass County warrant for failure to appear on an original theft charge in fourth degree. His total bond was set at $3,000, and McClish was being held in the Page County Jail pending transportation to the counties with warrants. Stewart police have arrested an adult male for harboring a runaway child. Authorities say 61-year-old Dale Terrell of Stewart was also charged with interference with official acts and violation of a no-contact order. 20-year-old Amanda Terrell was issued a summons to appear for harboring a runaway child. According to police, on Monday, a 13-year-old female was reported missing from her residence in Stewart. Officers were notified at approximately 10:12 a.m. and began looking for her. At approximately 11:20 a.m., a Stewart officer responded to the residence of Dale Terrell in the 400 block of North Sherman Street. Terrell was questioned but denied that the missing juvenile was present or had been present at the residence. At approximately 8:30 p.m., Stewart officers returned to Terrell's residence in the 400 block of North Sherman Street. Officers contacted Dale Terrell at the front door, and Terrell initially denied that the missing juvenile was present. After officers presented evidence to the contrary, Terrell admitted that the juvenile was inside. Officers were able to locate the juvenile inside unharmed and returned her to her parents. Authorities say this is an ongoing investigation and additional charges may be filed. More than 1 million doses of coronavirus vaccine have been administered in Iowa, even as residents who qualify struggle to make appointments for a shot. The Iowa Department of Public Health said Friday that Iowa has administered 1.03 million doses. The milestone reflects significant increases in vaccine supplies, but it's unclear how the state will handle surging demand as more adults become eligible in the coming months. Iowa has no centralized system for people to secure a vaccine appointment. As virus cases plummeted, Iowa quietly extended a $3.9 million contact tracing contract. The Iowa Department of Public Health hired MCI, an Iowa City telemarketing firm, in November to trace the contacts of Iowa residents infected with COVID-19 after a one-day emergency bidding process. The two-month, $2.3 million contract came during an explosion of cases that filled up hospitals with patients and after counties had for months complained of a shortage of contact tracing workers. 4 days before MCI's contract was to expire on January 31st, Iowa State epidemiologists signed a three-month contract extension with MCI that is worth another $1.6 million. And Atlantic Park and Recreation Department Director Bryant Rasmussen on Friday said the Atlantic Parks and Recreation has opened up the roads through Sunnyside Park as of Friday afternoon. The roads had been closed for the season since December 23rd. And a recent Woodbury County case where a supervisor had to resign because he moved out of his district and then won re-election has started a discussion on the issue. The five supervisors each have to live in their own district, but voters in all five districts vote on every supervisor. Woodbury County resident Brian Miller says it is kind of like a reverse of the Electoral College situation on the national level. He said, "We've had county supervisors that run from a district and they don't win the vote in that district, but they're elected as a supervisor because they've won countywide. I've looked at some numbers, and that's what happened at least three times if you go back to 2016 through now. And again, I don't know if it's a bad thing. It's an awkward thing, I guess, is how I look at it. 15 other Iowa counties use the same option as Woodbury County, while the rest of the state uses the two other options that are available. County Auditor Pat Gill says there isn't enough time to get a measure for a change in any county. He says you need petitions equal to 10% or more of the people who voted in the last general election to get it on the ballot. That would be 4,570 signatures in Woodbury County. Gill says they would have to be gathered June 1st, and there would be a special election on the first Tuesday in August with all three plans that would being on the ballot. A bill in the legislature to require counties with the populations of more than 60,000 to use a plan where supervisors are elected only from voters in their district failed to meet a deadline to be considered. 33 counties currently use that plan, while most counties elect supervisors on a majority vote of all those in the county. That's a look at the latest in news. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.